sir. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Can you state your name?
Ernest Edward Perez.
Okay, Mr. Perez. My name is Louis Quinones, and I am the acting board chair for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, and I'll also be your panel lead today. Just give me a moment. We'll start this formally. I do have a note here, though. I want to make sure that I'm not missing a step. So just give me a second. I think we had a note that, initially that we were going to be talking to you by telephone. So was there a reason why you were initially not available?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
They just brought me right here in front of this thing.
Okay, well, we're all too glad to be conducting this hearing by video conference, so we'll just move forward with the hearing. For the record, can you state your full name and ADC number?
Ernest Edward Perez, 307-969.
Again, good afternoon. You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on December 19th, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or you're representing yourself today, sir.
Yes.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench and working toward me. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Next to me is Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Westby. And he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Perez and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Perez, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Thank you. I will now begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed, you're probably about to lapse, in the criminal regime company as follows. Violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to inform for a face-to-face contact visit on or about October 10, 2018, as verbally directed on October 4, 2018. You were actively avoiding supervision. Mr. Perez, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Perez's admission, I move to find him delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal and agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Johnson and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Perez, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir? Thank you, sir. Mr. Westby, if you will.
On September 19, 2018, Mr. Perez was released from Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested November 28, 2018 by Glendale PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on November 28, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of May 7, 2019, with 49 abscond days. Prior conviction, 2016, flight from law vehicle, 1.5 years. 2016, shoplifting, 2.5 years. 2016, burglary, second degree, 3.5 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 4.4, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 1. Gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Southside 35th Criminal Street Gang. He has a prior term of supervision, 2018, transition release, arrested on tech violation, administratively revoked. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs and alcohol noted. Other arrest, 2012, possession of marijuana, Arizona juvenile probation. 2013, armed robbery, Arizona juvenile detention. 2013, burglary, third degree, juvenile detention. 2013, theft of means of transportation, juvenile detention. His community risk score is a G4B5.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Perez, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to live with your sponsor slash grandmother, Joanne Alamos, in Phoenix. This was the only address that we were aware of. So for the 49 days, pardon me, for the 49 days that you were missing from community supervision, where were you living?
I was just going back and forth from my girlfriend's, well, my ex's house and my family's house.
Okay. We don't have any employment notes, so were you able to find work?
No, I didn't try.
Well, thank you for being so straightforward. We have programming notes that you were assigned to task for random drug testing. You missed your analysis on October 15, 2018. You were referred to CAP MRT Substance Abuse Program, and it looks like you never attended a class. So was there a reason why you avoided classes?
No, I don't have a reason why.
Thank you.
I just didn't go.
We have no sanctions notes because it seems that you just disappeared from community supervision before you could meet with your parole officer. So I'm just going to ask some follow-up questions. You sort of answered this already, but what were you doing for the 49 days you were missing? You said you were just bouncing from house to house?
Yeah.
What caused the Glendale Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your warrant?
Oh no, I just went to go meet with my brother by his store, and then they just pulled up, and that was it. I just told them I had a warrant because I was tired of running, and then they just took me in.
So why didn't you ever maintain contact with the parole officer? And the reason why I ask is they're very supportive in helping people transition back to the community, and they're invested in people succeeding when they come out of prison.
Yeah.
Why did you break off contact?
Well, I was just messing up. I started getting high and stuff because just the relationship I was in was a toxic relationship. The person I was with was doing drugs, so I started doing them again. And I already knew I was already messing up, so once the police officer made contact with me, I just told him that I had a warrant because that's the only way I was stopped, is coming back here and getting clean. And now that I'm not in that relationship, I feel like I got a better chance if I go home, most likely not, that I'll do good. Well, I'll try this time, because the last time I got out, I didn't try. I didn't have no intentions of trying.
Well, I do want to commend you for telling the truth. There's just no reason for me to believe that you're not telling me exactly what happened and what was going on with your life. You said that you were in, I think you said you were in a sort of a toxic relationship. What drugs did you start using or relapse into using?
Opiates, Percocets.
Heroin too?
No.
Just Percocets?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mr. Perez, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I don't have any questions from fellow board members. Sir, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand?
No, that's it.
Well, again, Mr. Perez, thank you for being so truthful. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I said it more than once, but if anything, I'm pretty sure Mr. Perez is telling us the truth. I don't think he really held back on the way things unfolded for him under community supervision, and it's unfortunate. Perhaps if he'd been a bit more motivated this time, he might have actually received some counseling and guidance from his parole officer. Certainly, I can't look past that he absconded for 49 days in which we could not account for his activity in the community, and the fact remains that he was involved with some ongoing drug use, and I'm just not seeing him a suitable candidate for community supervision, but that's where we'll begin the discussion. Any more further information, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board in warrant number 2018W3325, our discussion with Mr. Perez, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Perez was delinquent, violating the terms and conditions of his supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal leisure company, inasmuch that he absconded for 49 days and relapsed into drug use, or was using drugs, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Perez, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about May 7, 2019. We're now in 2019. That is 4 months away. So I recognize it is just a matter of weeks. We encourage you to take advantage of this time to put together a plan for your return to the community. Hopefully, you'll return to the community a bit more motivated to move on with your life. You mentioned having a toxic relationship, so we hope that you've learned a lot. You're a young man with your whole life ahead of you, so we encourage you to pursue any programming that's available inside the Department of Corrections, and we wish you a safe and productive return to the community. The hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Perez, thank you for appearing before the board today. If you could, please give the phone to your CO3.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.